This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two black ranchers from El Paso County and their allies sought support at a rally outside the state capitol. CPR's Lucretia Wembley was there.
Nearly 200 people gathered in the state capitol in support of Courtney and Nicole Mallory, who say they were unfairly charged by the El Paso County Sheriff's Office with felony stalking. They asked lawmakers to pass the Karen Act, which would make racially biased calls to 911 illegal. Rocky Mountain NAACP President Portia Prescott.
El Paso County let the Mallorys down. El Paso County did not protect these people from the craziness of that whiteness that's happening in that county.
The El Paso Sheriff's Office has denied any wrongdoing in the case. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado law enforcement uses red flag gun orders less frequently than police in other states with similar policies. CPR's Andrew Kenny says Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser wants to help police get more comfortable with the law.
What he said is that his office is going to be reaching out to police agencies, finding out, hey, how's the law working for you? What's holding you back? What's working well? He also said that he would consider supporting changes to add red flag material to statewide police training to make sure every cop gets some training in it.
CPR's Andrew Kenny. A proposal in the state legislature would add to the state's firefighting fleets with one new helicopter. The Firehawk helicopter is like the military Black Hawk. It costs more than $20 million. The state would pay that off over 20 years. Colorado already has one Firehawk helicopter. This is CPR News.